This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Somebody just texted in, what was the shirt that Frank was talking about? It's called Mizzen Main, M-I-Z-Z-E-N, and Main, M-A-I-N. They're dress shirts. They also have polo shirts, but they're dress shirts that you could actually play golf in. They are that freaking comfortable. Phil Mickelson one time wore it. In fact, Martin may have remarked about it the next day. What's Mickelson doing wearing a dress shirt? It does look like a dress shirt, but it feels like, you know, one of these Gore-Tex polo shirts. And I've gotten a couple. They're a tad pricey, but I swear to God, you can wear this thing all day long as a dress shirt, and you feel like you're wearing like a short sleeve shirt. It's unbelievable.
Now, typically, my Mickelson comments about his shirt. Typically, when talking about his shirt, it's because it doesn't look like it fits.
Okay, yeah,
he does kind of. I'm not saying that now, he did appear to wear a dress shirt one time. You're right. It may have been different fabric, but it almost always appears to be this medium.
Now, yeah, look at this shirt here. Does it look like he's flexing here?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
like he's trying. Like David Hasselhoff did an entire series, Baywatch, sucking his gut in.
He's sucking his gut in
for like years.
He's like trying to push up his arm muscle, it looks
Who's
like.
Who's the actor, the Mark Wahlberg, who always wears the mediums?
Yeah.
He's kind of, he is strong.
But I think he's in better shape than Phil.
He is, but he goes out of his way just to wear like size small shirts or something.
Like, yeah. I have nothing against people that are a little out of shape, okay? I can certainly relate. But there's a reason. You won't see me wearing a Speedo at the beach. You don't see me wearing the tight shirts. I'm just saying Phil needs to know his...
And thank God for that.
I mean, when Tiger's in great shape and he's got a shirt on, you like, you can see muscle. You're like, God, that kid's in great shape.
Yeah.
And Phil, you're like, maybe don't wear the tight shirt. But I get it. Frank's got the fancy shirts. I can't afford them. I spent all that money on that backup camera. So Charlie spent it on his fancy phone.
And white teeth.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, before we get going with the five, let's go through, and I'm sure Martin's going to have a suggestion. The question was, when you go to a place, no matter how many times you go there, no matter how extensive and elaborate the menu is, you know what? I just got to go right back to that and order that. So, Brian, read these, and then Martin will probably have one of his own.
David Klein of Hedonism, hot salami on garlic cheese bread from Joyous.
Oh, yeah.
No question, he says. Paul Model's rack of lamb, best I ever have from 3 on 4. Brisket sandwich at Salt and Smoke, says Ray King. The buffalo chicken sandwich at Seamus McDaniel's. Someone agrees with me, mentions the Seidberg's famous chicken sandwich. Prime rib at Chris's. Frank and Helen's roasted?
Roasted chicken. Yeah, that was a food picks, yeah.
Oh, okay. LaRusso's steak Miraga? Miraja?
And LaRusso's where Majerus used to get, what's the cold soup, like Cipino or something? Some kind of cold Italian dish with clams, and maybe it's not cold, but Majerus had, well, granted, there's like 1,000 restaurants that say, oh, Majerus came here all the time, and it was actually believable.
Casa Juarez in Maryland Heights, the chicken mole, it says a hard-to-find Mexican dish. And then that might be about it.
Hockey Bob goes with the pasta house. He gets the large salad and large spaghetti bolognese.
The salmon at Cooper's Hawk.
I've not been to Cooper's Hawk, but I hear good things.
I've been there once.
Good.
It was good. Yeah.
And it's always packed.
Is it a franchise?
I think it's a franchise, so they make their own wine, and you can join, and they basically have...
A wine club?
A wine club, and then there's a reception area. Not a bar, but there is a bar area, but when you walk in, it's sort of the wine shop, and then there's a bar, then there's a restaurant. But it sits out near Napoli, too, and it's got a nice little area outside where you've got that water fountain. It's good food.
Battered fried lobster at the Blue Horn at the lake, or the Blue Heron? Blue Heron at the lake.
Huh. They have fried lobster right down the road here at the Charcoal House, which is outstanding. Dude, somebody put in this one, and I agree with it. Have to get the Frisco melt with a tomato from Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Don't even need a menu. That's with that French dressing. That Frisco melt at Steak and Shake is serious business. It really is.
The Frisco melt is worth the wait. And if you're going to Steak and Shake and you do the drive-thru, you will wait. I mean, we used to joke at the old Fox 2 on Hampton, Mo Drummond, like, I'm going to run over that Steak and Shake. I'm like, you got to be on the air in an hour. And it would almost take an hour to go to Steak and Shake a block away, wait in line. I mean, they should not have a drive-thru. God bless them.
You're right.
But the Frisco melt is worth it.
Ribs at Pappy's, says the prodigal.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. That is so good.
It is funny. We've out of all the texts you've gotten, probably 90% of them are about that one menu item you always get.
You know, when I go to Clancy's, which is kind of the our favorite spot there on Kerr's Mill Road, it's the Irish bar that's also a butcher shop. They have outstanding steaks, but I almost always get a cheeseburger because I would argue it might be the best cheeseburger in town. I know there's a long list.
At Clancy's. No, wait, Clancy's. Where is this now? This off Mint?
This would be a good food pick because it's a family business.
Okay, I like it.
The dad's in the kitchen.
Frankford Burger and Steak. He already likes it for food.
Well, it's an Irish bar that also is a butcher shop.
That's working against it, but...
Okay, so Irish bar, that's a win. Butcher shop, that's a win. Great deal. I've seen Mr. Bomberito, Frank, the dad, going in. We run into each other eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, so give me the location.
You know where the barn is at Lucerne? Off Kerr's Mill and Clayton.
Okay.
There's a Sky Zone bar where they have special events. Below there, Clancy's. And I've talked about it too much because it's now getting crowded every time I go there.
Oh, so now you got to talk it down.
Biggie's steak sandwich on cheese garlic bread. Absolutely. Mm. Olive and Oak Burger. I hear great things about their burger because you think of their other food, which is a little bit more expensive, but I hear good things.
Ground candy, BLT, which Tuna was supposed to bring last Friday, but he didn't.
Every Friday, Tuna says the same thing. You want food next week? You want food every week, he says.
And the answer is yes. Don't ask. Yes. It's a rhetorical question. We're never going
to
say no.
Have you been listening to this show?
agree with Martin. Clancy's best burgers in town.
We have begged for food on the air before. We're not going to say no when it's offered.
King Edward's Chicken. Is that the one up here on the pear? No, wait a minute. No, that's not it. What's the fried chicken place in Maplewood, which is supposed to be
not
so good?
Southern? But
Gus's. Yeah. Hear good things there.
Is that out of Nashville? We had one that came from Nashville.
King Edward's is off Watson. Looks to be just south of Webster Groves.
I think this would be a big move for Frank to go to Clancy's and get past this Irish hate that he has.
Why do you hate the Irish, Frank?
No, it's a bar that has a butcher shop.
That
and it's
good.
Ask John Bomberito if he ever goes with his dad. Because his dad, he likes to go at about, I told Kim, I said, let's go eat early. 4 o'clock, we went to eat dinner.
My God, four? Why?
And she said, this is when old people eat. I said, that's not true. That is such a stereotype. We're walking in, and Frank Bomberito's walking out. He said, love it, babe. You get in, get out. Get there before anybody else.
Eating at four?
And he's a little older than I am, so it did sort of cement her point.
Now, would you think that burger would be better than the Village Bar burger?
Love the Village Bar. It's a little different. It's a bigger burger. Don't make me. I don't want to say on the air. I can't make that choice.
The answer is neither. It's Carl's. I think that's the burger of choice for me, at least.
That's pretty strong. Right down here, this one.
Yes, off Manchester. Yeah.
I have not been there in a long time.
Chris Gardner texts in third hour topic.
Okay. With that in mind, let's do Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu, for more information. 3, 2, 1.
Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Chief, you are Craig Berube. They call him Chief. Who's in goal in Boston tomorrow night? It's actually a bit of a tough question, isn't it?
It is, because Jake was quite good and got the victory.
Binner's coming off a loss, but he was pretty good. He's been better overall.
Yeah, I'd have no problem if it's Jake.
At this point, you could justify either.
Because is it a Thursday, Friday? No, it's a Thursday, Saturday. As long as one of them gets
one game and the other gets the next. I think I'd go back to Binnington because on the
whole, for Binnington.
On the whole, he's been the better goalie of late.
Yes.
Jake's 2-4 in his last six, but those two are against the Capitals. What is your gut?
I'll tell you what, too. If it is Jake and he is beaten up badly, then he should go away for a while.
Yep. No, I'm really with Frank on that one. You ride Bennington at that point.
All right. True or false, if the Billikens are going to be special this year, and by special I mean tournament, maybe even win a game or two, Jordan Goodwin has to continue to elevate his game.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you've got in French and Bess. Don't you think Goodwin's the wild card?
He is, and, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, last year at this time, this is when he took off, the triple-doubles, the 30-point game. Look, he's not going to be Travis Ford shooting the ball like he did last night every game, but he's got to be better than 2-for-9 and, you know, 6 points. So you're right. You need a third one, and I'm not counting on Isabel, so Yeah, Jordan's the guy.
And you know how low the bar is on their free throws? I think they shot like 62% last night. I saw that. I went, hey, that's pretty good. Like, I was actually excited that they're right around 60%. I thought, oh, good. I think they're 14 to 23, which is not real special. No. But for them, it's okay.
Did you hear Earl on any of the calls last night?
I did not.
So after he hit his fourth one, Earl says, who is this guy? And then he says, it's like Moses Malone. Fo. Remember that famous Moses Malone? They asked him for a prediction on the playoffs and like saying four games. He says, fo. It was only like five people caught that, but I absolutely loved it.
All right, Frank, your level of confidence with the MLS bid. Austin is number 27. Now, if you look at the, I actually went online and there's a bunch of soccer blogs. I don't read those regularly, but
soccer blogs.
But there
so
was
much wrong with that.
Whoa!
Wait, we're a soccer town. But there was.
We're starting a soccer blog if the MLS comes here.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're all wearing scarves every day.
Yeah. We'll have the soccer show every Friday at 1 outside of baseball. Outside of baseball season.
I'll host that show too.
Hewer and Rammer could roll into soccer. Can you?
Sure.
But if you break it down, and the blogs do. Detroit's issue is the stadium. Sacramento's issue is they don't have an owner with deep pockets. And the Phoenix issue, the only knock seems to be there's no real soccer history there. And this one particular blog, it's real in-depth.
Nothing like playing outdoor soccer in Phoenix in July.
They've got money. They've got a movement. But it still says St. Louis is the odds-on favorite. Because if they do, in fact, have a great stadium design, which they're tweaking, you've got rich owners. And you can kind of play that enterprise card. They do advertising with the MLS, with their car rental companies. That's kind of in their back pocket. I still feel really good about it, but aren't you paranoid until it happens?
Because, A, it's St. Louis.
And nothing ever works. We screw it up. I shouldn't say it doesn't work out. We screw it up.
I'd still say the odds are better than 50-50. But if Phoenix has got a billionaire that wants it, and Phoenix seems to win at everything, there's still cause for concern. I'd put it at 60%.
Although in Phoenix, when you think of the sports teams, I guess they're successful because it's a huge market. But the Diamondbacks are a real blah franchise. The Suns have become a real blah franchise. The Coyotes are always in and out of bankruptcy. I mean, as far as putting a sports team there, I don't know if it's still the, you know, this glory land that they always viewed it in the past, right? I mean, it's still a huge area, and they also have a huge Hispanic population, and that's proven to be a big soccer part of their base. I just think Garber and St. Louis, they've kind of been in bed for a while here.
It seems like he's like, you know, making you really work for it even more. I mean,
he's like that girlfriend that, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, but like, here's the thing is, the MLS people, I spoke with somebody involved yesterday. They're just, you know, like alarmed at that when Garber made the statement, well, sometime in 2019, because you certainly got the impression from speaking to Carolyn Kendall Betts and with Jim Cavanaugh that they were going to hear probably in January. Now, what does sometime mean, they're asking themselves?
He's given the other cities a chance to catch up. Like Mar just said, right now it seems like there's one spot for one city, St. Louis. Give San Diego a chance, give some of the other markets a chance to catch up, and then you get more of a bidding war for that last spot.
I really got deep into it. San Diego is building a new stadium for San Diego State football, which they're recommending for use for the soccer team. Sacramento, the city, they've got a plan in place, but nobody has a lot of money. The Detroit thing, they had a stadium design, and then they changed it and said, no, we'll just play at Ford Field, which is not appealing to the MLS. So I still think St. Louis checks a lot of boxes, but I think Kavanaugh told Danny Mac, who is now Mr. Soccer 2.0, he said 4 to 6 months is what they're expecting in terms of some sort of announcement. All right, number four, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. You are Cartier Gordon 2 years from now. Do you regret the decision?
I may regret it
2 weeks
sooner from than that.
Right now.
Yeah. I mean, DePaul's got a little better. But it's still DePaul, and they're like the, you know, ninth option in Chicago. So
it's a weird move.
It is.
God bless him. He's just a kid. I hope it works out. But if you're going to leave SLU, I don't really see DePaul. You're not any more likely to be in the tournament. I guess it gets you out of town if you wanted to get out of St. Louis, if that was a motivating factor. And then Charlie and I both looked at each other last night and said, is Dave Lato still the coach? Like, you never can remember if he's at DePaul.
Been there for a second time now. They are 10-5.
They're a little better than I thought. They're 2-2 in the Big East, and the Big East is down a little bit.
Whoa. But, except for Marquette, of course.
Right. Other than the 15-3 Golden Eagles. Okay, number five. I had written this down, and then I heard you go over it with the gang here. I was going to offer you two tickets to Arrowhead, and then I heard you doing this. And nobody wanted to go. I was going to try and sell you on it. I've got two tickets, 50-yard line, you and Dom, you and Monique. I'll fly you in.
Will you throw in, like, Gates Barbecue before the game?
All right, little Gates Barbecue. What else is Frank like? Maybe a drink with an umbrella in it, a Cape Cod.
No, how about
any interest in going?
A bottle of Camus?
I'm just saying, in this weather, you have to really be a huge Chiefs fan, don't you?
What do you wear? Like, how do you dress for 4 hours outside and around 0-degree wind chill?
Just sitting there.
Like you're robbing a bank. You cover your face with a mask. You got the parka on.
God, imagine they get blown out. Or it's like a heartbreaking loss. Like they lose on a missed field goal as time expires.
Weather delay.
Oh, God.
All right, so that being off the table, apparently nobody wants to go.
Hell no.
We had this debate at work also. Interest in St. Louis fans for the Chiefs winning. And I said, there's some, but it's not overwhelming, is it?
No,
I
think, not at
there's
all.
There's some Chiefs fans that are into it, but a lot of folks are just sort of ambivalent.
I think New Orleans is the most likable of the four teams.
Well, and here's the question. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Apparently that game has now been moved from NBC to CBS.
Boycott KMLV.
I don't know how I got that wrong for months and months.
And we never corrected you, which is all the more funny.
Because nobody knew.
Nobody
all right, Frank. Nobody cares. Frank, what are your emotions? Super Bowl's over, and the trophy's being handed to the Patriots. What's your emotion? Do you care at all?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited as heck about the semifinals here and the championship, but I'm not like I wouldn't. The only thing I don't want to have happen, the only thing I'm really passionate about is I just don't want Stan Kroenke holding the trophy. I want his season to end at 5:00 on Sunday on Fox 2.
So if the Saints win the Super Bowl, they're handed the trophy, you're fine with that, right?
Oh,
it doesn't bother you at all.
Absolutely.
If Clark
Drew Brees
Hunt,
holding his kids.
If Clark Hunt is being handed the trophy.
Yeah, I'd probably prefer not that.
Okay.
I'd rather actually have Bill Belichick win it than, well, I don't know. It doesn't. Kansas City's really a likable team, and I love Patrick Mahomes. So
and I don't
I'm
dislike Andy Reid, other than looking for sound bites this week. Yeah. He's the worst. Ugh. He is the worst. God, they won a game this year, and they went into the locker room, and they played the audio. Like, oh, this is always good. They take you inside the room. I think they won the division or something, and he said, all right, guys, great job. Get your treatment in tomorrow. We'll be back at it Wednesday. I'm like, that's it? But he's been a great coach for a long time. And then your reaction, not if Enos holds the trophy. But if they hand it to Demoff, will you be tempted to throw that Channel 5 TV across the room? I'm sure Mike Bush is throwing a TV. This is your chance, Frank. This is your one chance.
Oh, it'd just be painful to see.
I bet he couldn't even lift it on his own. It'd be so funny to have one of the handlers help him.
Yeah, I bet he couldn't. It's a good point.
I'm serious. I don't know if he could get it over his head.
All right, five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Less than an hour from St. Louis. Chances to get scholarships are great at that school. Also, the folks that were left sort of out in the cold by Vatterott, you can apply at Greenville. They're taking care of some of those kids. Greenville.edu.
So someone just texting, just curious, did the Chiefs ownership try to help the Rams out at all prior to the move? What they did was when you had the vote between Carson and Inglewood and you needed – you know, the Carson votes to happen, they voted for Inglewood.
He supported the Rams' move to L.A. And Clark Hunt said at the time, he was asked about it, he said, I wasn't against St. Louis having a team. I was against L.A. getting two teams. I thought we only needed one team moving to L.A., and that's the reason we supported it, that it had nothing to do with, like, well, that doesn't really make us feel any better.
Yeah, and who knows if he's really being truthful in that, or does he want to have no football in St. Louis and capture some of the market here.
I think they thought they could get a little piece of St. Louis, but I don't think that's happened.
Not at all.
Maybe he was smart and realized what was going to be the outcome regardless of the owner vote and decided, okay, this is going to be the project. We're going to vote for the project and move on.
The most, right. What do you think the most popular team, if you all
oh,
the
foot- I think the Saints.
No, by far.
No, I mean in all the teams. Do you think it's Packers, Bears, Chiefs are all like about 10% of the folks in this area?
Oh, you mean like the
across
favorites?
The board. Bears have a following, Packers have a following.
I think the Packers have gained quite a bit. I mean, your station did the Packers, didn't
preseason.
You, preseason
part
thing?
Of that was because preseason is not that interesting, but Lambeau Field is kind of fun, and Aaron Rodgers, even if he's not really out there, is kind of fun. Kevin Harlan does the games.
I think there's still more L.A. Ram fan
than any team.
Any team, I would
that's
say.
Probably true.
By a small margin.
Yeah, I'm not a huge margin.
That's why I can't watch Ahmad Hicks, because Frank has told me he is a huge Rams fan.
All right, we'll take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about McBride Homes. They're Missouri's largest home builder. They got a great deal here in 2019. You can get 2018 pricing, and they have nearly 100 markets ready for a quick move and marked down with tremendous savings. I don't talk about the homes very often, but every time you walk into one of these homes, you are just overwhelmed with just how spectacular they are. The big closets, the big kitchens, you know, the walkout basements. They have nearly 40 communities in St. Louis. There's a McBride home in every price point in every part of town. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Each new student is assigned a life coach who is a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, and campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville, maryville.edu. Before we go to break, also a quick word about Westminster Christian Academy, 997-2900, wcastl.org, Westminster. Set up a shadowing procedure for your son or daughter. Why don't we just open up the text lines here, too. Tell me, are you rooting for the Rams this weekend? Yes or no? Love to get a take on that. What would you think it is in St. Louis? You think it's 80-20 against?
Yeah, there's probably about 20%. You get a little bit of pushback when you talk about it on TV or put something on Twitter. So I think 20% is a reasonable number. The only reason you would want them playing in the Super Bowl is for an awkward Doug Vaughn two-week lead-up. On Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
Where we'll be getting our fake account saying, we want more coverage of our Rams, Doug. What's wrong with you?
I might actually root for that now.
Just to put Doug in an awkward position?
Yeah, God. That'd be kind of fun now.
I think it's...
Doug is very anti-Ram, too.
Right.
Yes.
But he'd have to talk about it, probably. Wouldn't there be from CBS corporate saying, hey, it's on our network. You got to pump this up?
Hey, Kevin Demoff's available on a satellite tour if anybody wants to do a...
Man, that'd be so good.
I almost want to see Stan have to talk. That's the only upside. If they win and they put the microphone in front of him and he's bumbling around. Oh, Frank, good to see you.
Here's where we're getting quick responses. Larry the Cam Girl. Hell what? No. Who dat? Courtney D, a good American. Hell no. Hulk Hogan's Fantasy Pack. Blank the Rams. I just can't picture a human being that lives in this town. Hey, I'm rooting for Stan, you know? It's just crazy.
Maybe they're quietly sitting in a room by themselves, not letting the world know.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a short time out. We're going to go to Kansas City and talk it over with one of their fine sportscasters, Frank Bull, when we come back.